It's beautiful outside at the moment here in Sydney. And I wonder what it's like in the bush. I'll tell you what, I know they've had some tough times, but our farmers do have something to cheer about. They're on track to have their biggest ever grain crop. The official forecaster is expecting a record winter grain harvest this year, 58.4 million tonnes of grain this season. 34.4 million tonnes of that total is a record wheat crop. So there's been a great result in WA, a fantastic result in New South Wales. And it's not all good news. Despite the good harvest, many farmers have got no crop at all because of the floods. It's a tough gig. Our mate Jamie Warden, our Walgett correspondent, is on the line. Jamie, g'day.
Porter, how are you this morning, mate?
Good, mate. You're glass half full. I know that there are farmers who've suffered because of the floods, but I'll tell you what, many are dancing at the moment.
Yeah, look, we were really lucky west of Walgett there. We got our crops off, but, you know, places we were, east of Walgett, Cryon, you know, Gunnedah, it's just devastating. There's crops lying in water, rotting in the ground. Some guys have sown cotton and it's just been all underwater. And so, I mean, as lucky as I am and guys west of Walgett, we've got our crop off. There are a lot of farmers out there really struggling and, you know, I feel for them.
Yeah, so what are the prices like? Because I'm being told that because of the rain, many farmers will miss out on making the most of some of the high prices.
Oh, prices are at record highs, Fordo. Well, we've sold grain for wheat for $400 a tonne. I mean, generally speaking, that same crop last year was bringing about $370, $380. So you can't complain about the prices. And just coming out of sort of 6 or 7 years of pretty hard drought, we need that sort of money to keep ourselves afloat.
Isn't it a classic case of the bush? You've got some people who are celebrating, other people who are devastated, but there are some good stories out there, Jamie.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And this is what it's all about when you're on the land. And those guys that have been hit really hard with this rain event and floodwaters and whatever, they'll pick themselves up and they'll dust themselves off and they'll go again. It's just who we are.
Now, listen, you mentioned during one of our chats that you were looking for some tarps. And Tom from the Sutherland Cricket Club, he got in touch and said, look, I've got some here that we used to use for the old cricket pitches. We don't need them anymore. You've now got them in Walgett.
Yeah, God bless Tom. Those tarps are on stacks of wheat there. He sent me up 4 tarps and they've been put to good use. I've actually got to send him a couple of photos, but I'm actually in Tamworth at the moment. But when I get back to Walgett on Monday, I'll definitely take a few photos and send them through. Yeah, it was a big thank you to Tom. It was a great help.
Well, good on you, Tom. Now, you got a special weekend, I'm being told. Zoe is getting married, your daughter.
Zoe's being married, yeah, in King George Avenue at a good mate of your mate, actually Dobbo's, a bloke called Luke Sicluna. You've sort of mentioned Luke.
Oh, I know Luke,
before,
yeah. So what? Well, why are they getting married at his joint?
Oh, just very good friends, very good family friends.
That's
and
nice.
They've got a beautiful place, in King George Avenue in Tamworth. So pretty exciting moment for all of that, for all of our mob, Fordo.
Oh, well, congratulations to Zoe and Tom this weekend. Now, before we let you go, I've got some news for you, Jamie Warden. We are having a charity basketball game next year. It's the 2GB team up against the New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet. Now, we want some 2GB favourites to be part of the team. How do you go at basketball?
Mate, my basketball skills are zero, but I'm definitely up for the challenge, mate, for sure.
You're not afraid of anything, mate. You have a wonderful weekend and good luck to Zoe and Tom. And we're pleased to know that some farmers are experiencing some good news at the moment.
Yeah, good on you, Porto. And listen, thanks for all of your support for the bush, mate. 2GB have been great supporters and much appreciated.
Good on you, mate. Thanks so much. There's Jamie Warden.